Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see all of you gathered here this morning to be encouraged by what God has prepared for us. And today's a special day in the church here. It's All Saints Sunday. What we learn about and Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 5, oftentimes the lives of saints look very messy and they don't look all that successful and they don't get the recognition that they deserve in their earthly life. But what we'll find out today is that they do get their recognition. God offers eternal life, and they get the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven. Today's a special day here in the year at Peace because we do take time to remember those in our family here at Peace that passed away in the last year, and we take time to ring the bell for them and have a moment of silence. The list of those names are found in the middle of your bulletin, and we'll do that during our prayer time today in the service. Some announcements to share with the congregation. If you look up here, some of you might be wondering, what in the world is this about? Friday night was Feed My Starving Children. If you remember, about a year and a half ago, Peace was the host congregation for that. It went so well that the community decided to do it again. And so it took place Friday evening. We had about 40 participants from Peace take part. And I think somewhere around 108,000 meals were packed that night. And I believe the money was raised as well, right around $22,000-$23,000. To send the food to people that are hungry. So if you participated in the event, can you raise your hand Friday night? All right, so lots of hands that are raised. Seek out one of those people and ask them what their experience was like. Do any of those people want to share anything at the start of the service about their involvement in Feed My Starving Children? Oscar does. Go ahead.
It's really exciting because Ellen and Carol and I were registering the first group that came through. And lo and behold, I looked up and here comes the OSU women's basketball team. There must have been. Yeah, it was really neat. Led by the coach and two other coaches. I tell you, I was so excited. And then they go through a little presentation, and they're back there, and they're standing up, and they're cheering. It was really neat.
Wow. Somebody had some coffee this morning. Yeah, Jenny. I agree. Yeah. We're going to contain him today, Carol. Please. Some other bits to share with the congregation. Next Sunday, it's veterans. We celebrate our veterans here at Peace. And that's also a significant time in our church, in our worship service. We have a slide presentation of pictures of those members here at Peace that served in the armed forces. If you would like, or members of your family that served, if you would like to be included, please get in touch with Carol Gutbrod. She's putting that presentation together. If you'd like a listing, if you'd like your name listed with those that served, send that off to Callie, our church office secretary, because we're also putting together a list for next weekend's service. Other announcements to share? I think I'll pass it off to those that are lining up here. Todd?
All right, just want to remind everybody what I told you last week is we're doing the survey on whether or not we should allow alcohol use during events on the patio or in the fellowship hall. So the surveys are still in your mailbox. If you look in your mailbox and don't find one, see if somebody else has two and take one of theirs. I'll be collecting that box after fellowship today. And then we'll tally them and talk about it at council. I just want to remind people this is not a vote, so we're not counting ballots. We just want to get a feel for what the congregation thinks. Thanks.
Just a reminder, next Sunday is Mite Box Sunday, so remember to bring your boxes full of coins and we'll collect them next Sunday.
That's right. Thanks for that reminder, Ellen. Jenny, something important's coming, isn't it?
It's here. Final reminder about the bazaar. Please have all your items here. Setup is Thursday, so sometime between now and Thursday would be great to have any items that's going into Granny's attic. It goes over in the room by the mailboxes, and bazaar items can go against the far wall in the fellowship. You'll see all the baskets back there. If you need to, put them under the tables. And also, the goodies can be brought Friday up until 8 o'clock Saturday morning. Outside that, come and enjoy what we've done for you and what you've done for yourself.
Yes. Thanks, Jenny. Next week and next Saturday is the bazaar here at Peace. We do have a lot of bazaar ladies at Peace Lutheran. So, sorry. Audrey? Yes. We're using the presentation for our veterans from last year. If you would like to add a picture, if it weren't included, please send that picture to Carol. Yes. So if you already sent a picture in from last year, we're using the same presentation and adding on to that. That's a really good question. Thank you, Audrey. Okay, we are going to start in a very festive way. And here at Peace Lutheran, that means our choir is starting us off. So I'm going to invite the choir forward. And congregation, you are going to be included too in the singing. So look for your cue from Terry.